I was speaking with a holidaymaker, do a lot of playing and entertaining tourists in a local hotel here in my hometown of Bray. And she made a good point after I'd finished and I'd packed up and we were sitting chatting. And she said, why are all Irish songs, or most of them anyway, about emigration? Now, apparently she hadn't heard the Irish history and, first of all, the famine that came in 1846-47 when people left in droves to go to Canada and America and the UK because there was no food for them here at home. As I pointed out on many a Sounds Irish programme, the staple diet of particularly the rural people in those days was potatoes. And in that time, the blight came and struck the potato crop, not just one year, but for a number of years. And some people, as I said on a recent programme, just lay down and died at the side of the road. But others made their way, as I say, over to America. Now, when we sing Irish songs, it's very difficult to get a word rhyming with America. So just to fit in, I think it's called poetic license. We call it Americay. Now, here's one such song. It's entitled Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. It's sung for us by Paddy Riley. And, well, I think if you listen to the opening lyrics, you'll get the idea. He's sailing away from Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore.
Oh, fare thee well to your land, my yonder native land. It breaks my heart to see friends part, for it's then the teardrops fall. I'm on my way to America. Will I e'er see home once more? For now I leave my own true love on Paddy's green shamrock shore. Our ship, she lies at anchor, she's standing by the quay. May fortune bright shine down each night as we sail over the sea. Many ships have been lost, many lives it cost on the journey that lies before. With a tear in my eye, I'm bidding goodbye to Paddy's green shamrock shore. And day, and a place in my mind you surely will find, although I'm far, far away. Though I'll be alone, far away from home, I'll think of the good times once more. Until the day I can make me way back to Paddy's green shamrock shore. And now the ship is on the way, may heaven protect us all. With the winds and the sail, we surely can't fail on this voyage to Baltimore. But my parents and friends did wait till the end, till I could see them no more. I then took a chance with one last glance at Paddy's green shamrock shore.
I meant to point out to you also, before playing that particular track, to listen at the end to the sound of the Illan pipes. You heard them there. They're particularly associated with Ireland, the Illan pipes. They're played with the elbow. That's why we get the word Illan. It's for elbow. And they have their distinctive sound of their own. Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore from Paddy Riley. And now, I make no apologies for playing this great song that I think is wonderful. I haven't played it for a while. Come on, so let's Barleycorn tell us about All God's Creatures Got a Place in the Choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they've got now. You can tap your feet to this one.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans for the big to-do. The old cow just goes moo. The cats and the dogs, they take up the middle where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles. The donkey brays and the pony neighs. The old gray badger sighs. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Listen to the ducks with the little birds singing and the melodies and the high notes ringing. The hoot owl cries over everything. The blackbird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks and he's on his way. The otter hasn't got much to say. The porcupine talks to himself. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. It's a simple song, a living song everywhere. By the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear. The grumpy alligator and the hog above. The sly old weasel and the turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
I don't think that's an Irish folk song, but they don't come much more Irish than Barleycorn. Or they don't come much more Irish than the Jolly Beggarman, another lively one. I don't think this is an Irish folk song either, but they do a very good job on it, the Jolly Beggarman, and By the Banks of the Roses.
On the banks of the roses, me love, and I sit down. And I took out the fiddle for to play me love the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Arre Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you blame me."
Well, when I was a young man, I heard my father say that he would rather see me dead and buried in the clay sooner than get married to any runaway. But a lovely sweet banks of the roses,
on the banks of the roses, me love, when I sat down. And I took out my fiddle for to play me love the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Arre Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you lay me."
But now I am a runaway, and soon I've got to know that I can take a bottle or can leave it alone. And if her daddy doesn't like it, he can keep his daughter at home. And then Johnny will go roving with another.
On the banks of the roses, we love
love with eyes of down. And I took out the fiddle bar to play me low the tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, "Are Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you lay me.
And when I get married, it'll be in the month of May. When the leaves, they are green and the meadows, they are gay. Then me and me true love will sit the sport and play by the lovely sweet banks of the roses.
On the banks of the roses, we love when I sit down. And I took out the fiddle bar to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, Are Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't you lay me.
And now the Dublin City Ramblers giving us a song from Dublin, the capital of Ireland, which is situated on the east coast of the country. And it this particular track I bring out every so often. It's done by my favourite ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers. Who else if they're singing about Dublin? And it tells of a man and he's looking over Dublin and he's remembering, as they say, Dublin. In the rare owl times, that's what Irish people say when they're talking of yesterday or years gone by. They say, ah, yes, in the rare owl times. I remember Dublin City in the rare owl times. And he remembers the children's games, street games that they played. Ring-a-ring-a-rosie, pocket full of posy. At you, we all fall down. And he recalls those days in Dublin and how he fell in love with a girl. And from the Liberties, which is a district of Dublin. But she was whisked away to England by a student. And he's the old man now looking down. And he's not impressed with the new up-to-date Dublin. He likes to think of Dublin in the rare owl times. Dublin City Ramblers.
Based on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city. In the rare owl times, ring-a-ring-a-rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare owl times. My name, it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be. Born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy. Like my house that fell to progress, my trade's a memory. And I courted Peggy Dignam, as pretty as you please, a rogue and child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap, with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul. Ring-a-ring-a-rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Well, the years have made me bitter, sure the gargles dimmed me brain, because Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. the pillar and the Mets have gone, and the Royal Ensign's pulled down. As the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Fare thee well, sweet Donalife, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
And now my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allan, and they're singing a song from Bonnie Scotland, Bonnie Mary of Argyll. And I'll be a bit cheeky on this one. I'll dedicate this to any Mary that's listening to me.
I have heard the mavis singing his love song to the morn. I have seen the dewdrop clinging to the rose just newly born. But a sweeter song has cheered me at the evening's gentle close. And I've seen an eye still brighter than the dewdrop on the rose. 'Twas thy voice, my gentle Mary, and thine artless winning smile, that has made this world a Eden. Though thy voice may lose its sweetness, and thine eye its brightness too, though thy step may lack its fleetness, and thy hair its sunny, still to me wilt thou be dearer than all the world shall own. I have loved thee for thy beauty, but not for that alone. I have sought thy heart, dear Mary, and its goodness was the wine that has made thee mine forever. Bonnie Mary of Argyll.
Well, Mary, that was for you. Foster and Allan and Bonnie Mary of Argyll. Now it's a track from Golden Bough, remembering the days when New York was Irish. I think it still is, isn't it?
I'll sing you a song of days long ago, when people from Galway and the County Mayo and all over Ireland came over to stay and to take up a new life in America. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow up in a new world, through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the Katies and Wayne's, where New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. We worked on the subways, we ran the saloons, we built all the bridges, we played all the tunes, we put out the fires and controlled City Hall. We started with nothing and wound up with it all. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow up in a new world, through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the Katies and Wayne's, when New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. You could travel from Kingsbridge to Queens or Midtown, from Highbridge to Banbridge, from uptown to down, from the east side to the seaside, sweet summer scenes. We made New York City our island of dreams. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow up in a new world, through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the Katies and Wayne's, where New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. City was mine. Oh, how I love all those radiant smiles. How I long for the days when we danced in the aisles. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow old in a new world, through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the Katies and Wayne's, where New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow old in a new world, through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the Katies and Wayne's, where New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. Where New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks.
When New York was Irish and full of heartbreaks, 'twas ever thus, as my mother would say, God rest her. I've been lucky, friends. I've been a musician for, well, most of my life, except for the first 8 years or so. And one of the joys musically for me, and among many joys in my hometown here of Bray, is to provide the music in my local church. I play the organ and I train the choir. And I also play the organ for weddings and funerals and other such church ceremonies. Last year, a friend of mine went to God. But before he passed away, he had two requests. One, that Joe Bollard would do the music at his funeral. And secondly, when the remains are being brought from the church, he said, I want Joe to sing Fiddler's Green. Frank was an avid fisherman. He loved to go out and, with the boats and go fishing. I live on, as I say, in Bray, right on the seashore. So there's lots of opportunities for fishing. And as I say, he wanted me to sing this song. And every time I hear this song, I smile to myself. Frank is up there in heaven with God, smiling down as we listen to Patsy Whatcorn and Fiddler's Green. And if you listen to the lyrics, you'll get the reason why.
As I walk by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, buys me time, it's not long. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the dockside be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. The skies are all clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail. Where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I've seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. When you get back on dock and the long journey's true, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer it is free, and those bottles of rum growing from every tree. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers,
No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
I've told you countless times on Sounds Irish, my friends, how I spent 7 happy years working with the band in Ballina, County Mayo. Working with the band, I had the opportunity to travel, to visit places I would never have been to had I not been with this band. Well, I don't think so anyway. We travelled all over Ireland, naturally, and then we would tour the UK a couple of times a year, and then maybe once a year we'd go to the US. But wherever we went, we met Mayo people. So at the end of each gig, whether it was a dance or a concert or what have you, we always had to play and sing this song. I was the one that had to do the vocals on this one. So every time I hear it, it takes me back to those happy days in County Mayo. And I'm going to dedicate this to any Mayo person, no matter what part of the world you're listening to me in. This song is just for you, and I hope it brings back happy memories.
It's just a year ago today, I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft light of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. For two Irish eyes are shining and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses of her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And when the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. For two Irish eyes are shining, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
Patsy Watcorn and Moonlight in Mayo. Along with Brendan O'Dowda and Daniel, I like to fit in, if I possibly can, a Johnny McAvoy track on our Sounds Irish programme each week. I'm a big fan of Johnny. I think he's a wonderful musician. I term him as a minstrel. If ever there was a minstrel, Johnny McAvoy. Sings lovely, plays guitar nicely, writes a lot of his own material, but he didn't write this one. This one is entitled Yet Another Farewell Song on the Shores of a Merry Kay.
I'm bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the homes I love so well and the mountains grand of my own native land. I'm bidding them all farewell. With an aching heart I'll bid them adieu, for tomorrow I sail far away for the raging foam, for to seek a home on the shores of a merry kay. It's not for the want of employment I'm going, it's not for the love of fame, that fortune bright may shine over me and give me a glorious name. It's not for the want of employment I'm going on this weary and stormy sea, but to seek a home for my own true love on the shores of a merry kay. And when I am bidding my last farewell, the tears like rain will blind. To think of my friends in my own native land and the homes I'm leaving behind. Ah, but if I'm to die on a foreign land and be buried so far, far away, the fond mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of a merry kay.
Well, Johnny McAvoy, bidding you all adieu, he says. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm bidding you all adieu. That's this week's programme. And I hope you've enjoyed it. My problem, you know, friends, is what tracks to leave out. I'll say, oh, I play this one. Oh, no, I play that one. But I fit them in on next week's programme. Now, friends, I hope you've enjoyed it. I've had a ball. This is Joe Bullard saying, well, before I say anything, I will say the email address, because I'm sure we've got new listeners coming on. I'm sure they would like to drop me a line if you've got a question to ask, a request, or if you're just curious. I'd love to hear from you. The email address is Everton, Everton, 274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. As I say, particularly if you're a new listener. Come on, drop me a line. Friends, this is Joe Bollard saying, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And no matter what part of the world you're in, we here in Ireland are sending you a big hello. Take care of yourselves and of one another. God bless you all. Travel safely. Sloan, bye.